represents the people that can't use the parks, that can't find their way to schools, moms who have to walk their kids through some of these encampments? Who speaks for them?
The voice you're hearing is Councilwoman Nury Martinez. Among the 15 council members representing nearly 4 million Los Angeles residents, Martinez is the only woman.
I'm embarrassed. I have no explanation. People are in shock that the second largest city in the country, we have this gender issue in Los Angeles.
When it comes to gender equity, the story around the state isn't much better. Only about 28% of city council members in California are female. California's legislature has a slightly lower rate. It ranks 21st in the country for the number of women holding office. Rachel Michelin monitors these numbers across the state. She's the executive director of the nonprofit California Women Lead and says the state is lagging when it comes to women holding public office.
We're not seeing that trend here that you might be seeing at a national level.
As for why this is happening, well, as you might guess, it's a complex problem with much research and varying opinions on the causes. But in the next few minutes, we'll take you through three contributing factors. Reason number one, fundraising challenges. Again, here's Michelin.
We don't always write checks. When you look at who contributes money to political candidates, regardless of what office they're running for, typically men will write bigger checks.
Michelin says running for LA City Council is competitive and expensive compared to many other offices in the state. Plus, women aren't in the habit of giving to campaigns like some men do, and they don't always have the spare cash to build their political clout. Female candidates play a role, too. They tend to be less experienced in fundraising. Smaller Rolodexes mean fewer people to call for contributions. Reason number two, women don't always support other women. LA council member Martinez says she's faced sexism many times during more than a decade in office. She remembers seeking an endorsement from a group when she was pregnant and running for a seat on the LA school board.
A woman in the audience said to me, "You're 8 months pregnant. Aren't you better off staying home and raising your child?"
Martinez says she couldn't believe what she was hearing.
And I looked at her and I said, "Ma'am, how many male candidates have you asked that question of? How come you only ask that of women?" And she said, "Yes."
Martinez didn't get the endorsement that day, but she did win the election. Reason number three, voting psychology. Research shows that when voters don't have enough information on candidates, they rely on gender stereotypes. And that's why aspiring politicians are affected more than, say, someone well-known, like Hillary Clinton. To dig into this issue, I called up a real voter.
Hello?
This is Burbank resident Mirai Booth-Ong.
I do consider gender when I'm voting, but I'd love to not. I don't know if that makes sense.
Booth-Ong explains that she wishes the number of women in politics was on par with men and that gender was a non-issue. But research shows they're not there yet. Male candidates are often favored for their perceived strengths in handling the economy, for example, while female candidates are seen as strong on issues like education. LA County voters will decide the gender balance on one influential body in November. Two female candidates are frontrunners for the LA County Board of Supervisors. If they win, LA County could become the only board in the state with 4 out of 5 female board members. Covering politics, I'm Mary Plummer.